What is product design and what do product designers do? In this episode, I'm going to be talking about what product design is and what actually product designers do in the tech industry. The first thing we want to understand is what is product. So a product can be a physical good or a service, and it can be very relative to whatever field you are in. So like I said, it can be a physical product or a digital service. Now, in the tech industry, most times product designers usually create digital service. A lot of product designers create a lot of digital service. However, we still have product designers that create physical products like hardware products. But at the bigger picture is that we usually have a lot of product designers that create digital-based services. Now, if you want to understand product design, you need to look at it from this angle, and I'm going to give this story. If you look at Lagos, if you don't reside in Lagos and someone tells you that I stay in Lagos, you quickly create this notion that, oh, this person stays in Lagos, and like, you see Lagos as just one, if you don't stay in Lagos, you see Lagos as just like one body, not knowing that we have different areas in Lagos. So we have the mainland and we have the island. The same thing with product design. There are different components within product design. Now, the first one is we have interaction and user experience design. So what these people do is that these people are responsible for creating the user experience. So they lay out user flow and strategies that users are going to take when interacting with a particular piece of product. Then we have graphic or visual designers. So what graphic or visual designer does is that they are responsible for the interface of a product. So if you are creating a website or you are creating an app, so graphic designers or visual designers are usually the people responsible for creating the interface that the customers are going to interact with. Then the next we have is motion or animation designers. So motion and or animation designer, what they do is these are people that are responsible for ensuring that we have interactivity and motion on a digital service or, for instance, on a website, on an app. So they are the people responsible for creating these amazing, cool animations that we see on apps or websites. And these are usually like cool guys and also like another like important people in product design. Then the next we have is user researchers. So user researchers are the people that go on the field to observe the user behavior, understand the users, and like report back to build something that the users will love. So user research like is usually like the core and like the beginning of whatever product design strategy that you're going to put out there. You need to understand what your customers really need, and to really validate whatever idea that you're trying to create. Then we have data analysts. So these data analysts are usually the people that tell the product design team or the stakeholders that, oh, what we have created is actually working, is actually solving problem. So these are the people that gather data, analyze the data, and just report back to the product design team or like the stakeholders involved in that project. Then the next we have our business strategies. So what business strategies do is that they ensure that there's alignment with whatever product that we're trying to create with the overall business goals. So you don't just want to create a product out of randomness. So you want to have like a business goal they are trying to achieve. Like there's usually no company that is not there for the business or is not trying to achieve a business goal at the long run. So whatever product that you're going to create, you want to ensure that. So these are the people that are going to ensure that there's an alignment between it. Now, if you are conducting a lot of marketing and advertising campaign to just get people to know your product, it is a very good step. But at the end of the day, it's the product design team that is going to ensure that this product that you are trying to advertise, once the user gets their hands on that product, they are able to understand and use that particular product. So the next thing for us to understand is who product designers are. Product designers are people who intentionally apply design knowledge to create functional and intuitive user experience. So like I mentioned earlier, I mentioned like different components of user experience. So now, product designers are people that they take from all of these components to create something that a user can interact with. Now, I want to understand what product designers do. So the first step usually for product designers is research. So you need to be able to carry out research to understand, first of all, to understand the problem, to validate the problem, then also to understand the user needs, how your product is going to solve the user's problem. So it is very important that you carry out, like, so there are different types of research that product designers usually carry out. Depending on like type of project that you are working on, you will need to carry out user research, which is usually like the core of understanding user needs. They also carry out business research. So what business research is that they try to understand the business problem, understand the business goal, and also to see alignment to how whatever product they are creating is going to be in alignment with overall business goals or ideas. Then the next is to define the problem. So the next thing that product designers do is that they define the problem. Defining the problem is ensuring that defining the problem sometimes can be a little bit confusing, or it can differ. So depending on the type of project they are, or depending on the type of project product designers are working on. So like, but the main central thing is just understand what problem are they trying to solve. So for a good example is they are trying to help develop an app that helps people order pizza more effectively. So, or you say, to be more specific, you can say they're trying to help develop an app that allows middle-aged women to order pizza easily. So the core thing is to define the problem. So they don't just go about creating something that they don't really understand, or something that is just vague and just ambiguous. So they want to define the problem at the beginning so they can develop a solution at the end. Then the next thing product designers do is to ideate solutions, and this is where product designers usually get involved in design sprints, competitive audits, low fidelity sketches, and other ideation methods. So ideate is just for them to take out all these ideas that they have, all the crazy ideas they have on their head, and just start creating something, start sketching out something, start mapping out things together. And most times this is where we usually have lo-fi and high fidelity sketches, lo-fi and high fidelity presentations. So what this is that these are usually like, they are not the actual products, but they're just like representation of the product. So most times this is where product designers carry, this is where they go on to use Figma or Adobe XD to create what they want to use. Then the next thing product designers do is they collaborate with other teams. So as a product designer, you cannot just be working alone. So if you're working in an organization, like I've been saying a lot, I'm talking about product design team. So as a product designer, you cannot just work alone. You're going to be working with a lot of project managers. Sometimes you'll be working with the marketing department. You can work with customer service. So as a product designer, there's like a lot of things that you have to do. So you need to be working with a lot of teams in an organization. Then the next is validate solutions. The next thing product designers do is that they validate solutions. So after you've ideated your plan, you've ensured that you have as a product designer, you've created something that is good enough, you need to validate that solution. And this is where user testing comes in. So you need to like carry that product that you have already created and like take it to market and see how people are going to react to it, see how people interact with it. And this is where you're going to get like useful feedback to like improve whatever you've created. So as product designers, most times they're going to be employing design thinking systems in in whatever project you're working. And if you understand design thinking systems, you know that design thinking like an iterative process. It's not just like a streamlined process. You need to like constantly test and iterate whatever product they are working on. So validating solutions is just where the product designers, this is where they carry out that product and ensure that users and customers can interact with it, then find ways they can improve it based on the feedback that they get from the users. Then the next is for them to present their work to stakeholders. So now as product designers, if you are going to be working in an organization, you are going to have like different management levels. So now product design is definitely going to be an aspect, maybe a management level. but you need to still like present your works to like top individuals in the company, because now these are the people that are funding whatever project they are working on. So at the end of the day, product designers ensure that they present their work to stakeholders. So this is where they are going to present like an output, so something that the management can interact with. This is where they're going to create decks, so they can create like business presentations. They can also show like how users are interacting with the product. They can create a video of how they took the product to the market and how people are already interacting with the product. The next and last one we have is building skills. So as a product designer, the tech industry is always growing and is fast changing. So as a product designer, product designers don't usually like just stereotype themselves to like just one particular piece of knowledge. They need to keep building on skills. So in one of my former episodes, I talk about if you're going into UX UI, that you need to be able to ensure that you are able to like build complex interfaces. So product designers tools are usually constantly learning to build more skills and learning how to work with different interfaces, because we're now in the time where you have to create products for different screens, you have to design for different screens, you have to define for different environments, both virtual reality environments. So product designers are usually building on skills. So I do hope after this episode you are able to understand what product designer is, who product designers are, and what product designers do.
So there you have it. I do hope you enjoyed this episode and stay tuned for the next one. Remember, the goal of the show is to empower you into tech and help you stay relevant in it. We're definitely going to continue the conversation on our Instagram page at The Innovate Show, so you can follow up there. Please do leave a review for the show and make sure to share to everyone. For more information on how you can participate on the show, send an email to innovateshow@gmail.com. Thanks once more for listening, and remember, education is the path to a sustainable life.